Welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internets. I'm Jonathan, and we are talking about 12 Minutes. This is our second chat on 12 Minutes. The last chat on 12 Minutes. 12 Minutes was released last year, initially on August on Xbox and PC, and then later in December it was released on PlayStation and Switch. Developed by Luis Antonio, published by Annapurna Interactive. It's on Switch, PlayStation, Xbox, PC, all that. Summary of the game. You take the role of the husband on what should be a romantic evening with your wife. Night turns into a nightmare when a detective breaks into your home, accuses your wife of murder, and beats you to death. Only for you to find yourself immediately returned to the exact moment you opened the front door, stuck in a 12-minute time loop. Doomed to relive the same terror again and again. Unless you can find a way to use the knowledge of what's coming to change the outcome. And break the loop. We always like to start out with an intro question, so you can get to know us chatters. Usually the question has something to do with the game, what we're discussing. And today's intro question is, what's an awkward and or embarrassing family memory? Starting at the top.
This is Franco. I don't know. Other than looking back at our vacation pictures from down the shore and looking at some of the outfits we wore, and it's like, oh my lord, the 70s. It's about as most of embarrassed I get, I guess.
I'm sure there's much more embarrassing moment, but I'm mainly thinking about one that was mainly more my embarrassing moment, like, because my whole family there, it spread to them too. But back when I was like 3, did our first trip to Disney, Disney World, and I was always a shy kid, and I was terrified of every mascot, which was a problem because parents, for me, we had breakfast in Cinderella's castle. The whole purpose of having breakfast in Cinderella's castle is because all the characters walk through and talk to you. Mm-hmm. And anyways, the glorious thing was Grandpa filmed it all on like an old, like big, like an 80s like video cassette recorder, you know? So we have proof. But all it is just repeating situations of little Jonathan crying and freaking out.
Aww.
And all the Disney characters trying to cheer me up, but Aww. Making it worse. Specifically, a traumatizing memory is I like hid underneath the table, and my parents kept saying, "Oh, we have one hiding underneath the table." And, you know, most of the mascots. They can't see underneath the table. They're not going to get down. The costume's right. too big. Mm-hmm. They don't care. Then you have the people that are just actors playing, like, human characters. And there's a guy who was Peter Pan. Peter Pan crawled underneath the table with me. Traumatizing. it's hilarious because, like, we have it all on video.
Oh, jeez.
It just, like, you could tell, like, the older brother and older sister, you know, they're, like, sitting at the table, like, going, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. And I'm just, like, freaking out. That's a big classic Reedy family awkward, embarrassing memory.
This is Madeline. So this is, I'm going to spoil it a little bit. I'm Madeline was somewhat racist as a child. So my grandparents had a lady that would come and help them cook. And my mom introduced her to me, you know, 2-year-old Madeline, told me her name. And I said, "Hello, blackface."
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Ouch.
Oh.
Yeah. Not good. Fortunately, I was the only child at that time. No one else is there to relive it, except my parents, repeatedly to me. So, yeah. Good job, Madeline.
Next.
This is Kevin. The only thing that can really come to mind, and it's not, I guess, that embarrassing or whatever, but we were at like a I'm not sure if it was like a Six Flags or it was some sort of amusement park type of place that also had like a themed restaurant in it. So they had like a cowboy restaurant. So like they were like performing up on stage or whatever, and I got like a I think I got like an ice cream cone, and it had like one of those paper things that like holds the cone. And being who I am, I just ended up chewing a little bit on like the end of the funnel paper. And the guy on stage is like, "That guy's so hungry, he's got a funnel on his mouth." And that has been repeated to me. Over various times. It is kind of funny, but also like, ugh.
This is Chris. I have a couple. All of them revolving around my mother. So the first one, most recent one, we had gone to, and when I say we, I mean my sister, my niece, myself, my mother, we went to Fan Expo in Boston. Well, my mother didn't go, but she stayed with us when we were staying in Boston for the weekend. And we went to a restaurant one night, and she got a, I think it was a Google Duo face call thing from one of her friends. And it's like, you know, proper etiquette is to just like not pick up your phone while you're sitting down eating with people. But of course, you know, her being her, she had to answer the phone and starts talking to her, and then she's just like turns the phone around and just starts like scanning the phone around the restaurant and us, and it's like, will you just hang up already and put the phone away? The other two, which are just like really funny because it's more embarrassing of my to my sister than anything, because and these are like secondhand recounts because I wasn't there, but and they both involve being at the mall. So the first one is, so it was my sister, I think my niece and my mother, they were at this like milkshake kiosk thing at the mall. And they have like all like stupid, cute name type of things that involve different ingredients and pop culture-y names for the milkshakes. So my mother saw one, and it was the my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. So my mother saw that, and she's like, "Oh, I want to try that." So when it was her turn to order, she goes and she asks for the bring on all the boys milkshake. And then the last one, my mother, or my sister took my mother to, I think, Macy's to get a new perfume for like a Christmas or a Mother's Day or, you know, one of those like gift time things. And she's trying out all the different scents. And my sister's like trying to like distance herself from my mother because she's going to every single counter and telling every single person that she's trying the perfume from that ever since she's gone through menopause, her sense of smell has changed and she needs a new scent and everything. It's just like she had to tell every single person that she was dealing with the same line over and over again, and my sister was just getting increasingly uncomfortable during the whole time. She's like texting me as it's happening and everything. And it's just, yeah. So yeah.
Craig just.
Yeah, we're still going on my end.
ETFO?
Yeah. We're still good.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Thank you for all those embarrassing stories. I led with that because no matter how embarrassing our stories were and awkward as our stories were, they're not as awkward as this game. All right. picking up where we were, you know, kind of ended our short discussion last week, the synopsis of the game, guy is accusing your wife of murder. You find out that it's like, oh, the brother, the real killer, wife didn't kill the father. Then you also find out, the guy who's the cop, who's like killing you, he's just in it for the watch, you know, to get for treatment for his bumblebee. So where we left off last week, it was like, okay, it's like, okay, the goal to finish the game is to figure out who the brother is. Just rip the band-aid off. Find out that the brother,
Marnie,
is
who's the father?
Survey says. No, wait, that's another show.
That's a different show.
The test. It's been so long since I've seen Mari. Yeah. Your character, the husband, is the brother of the wife. Hooray!
Half-brother. Half-brother.
Mystery solved.
Oh.
And yeah. Depending on the ending you get, you might have known this beforehand. Huh. And you decided to forget it.
Yeah.
I had to restrain myself from saying anything when you were like, oh, hopefully it's not something stupid, like the player character is the brother.
I made that joke.
I'm like, smiles.
Oh, God.
Like, if you could have seen my face, you would have been like, oh, crap.
I'm so glad this is a podcast and we don't have, like, face.
No one can see us.
So I was playing through this and then I was getting to the point where the cop was trying to find the name of the mother, and then you have to get the baby clothes with the name on it. So I finally figured out that you can open the gift in your inventory, and then I clicked on the clothes, like not really thinking because I thought I could back out of it, but then he's like, oh, that's my mother's name. And I'm like, no. I was like, oh, God.
See, in one of my first runs, I just, like, played through the whole, like, without doing anything, just doing what the wife said. And, like, you have dessert and go through the dessert. Like, she gives you the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Then you open up baby clothes, and you see it says Dahlia, and I remember I made a note. I was like, oh, that's probably going to be important for something.
But that was the other thing, too, that I found kind of interesting is that he opens it, and he's like, he kind of questions the name, but he doesn't really say much of anything about it. So I was like, which is even more weird.
About it, like, if you're like doing the dinner scene when she gives it to you as a gift,
because he kind of questions like, oh, what, why this name? But then it was like nothing more, no more weight was put into it at that point, and it was just like. But then, I don't know. That was just weird.
But yeah, as soon as Willem Dafoe was like, what was her name? Lila.
Daisy.
Flower. It's just like, I was just like, oh. Right, no. Oh.
Yep.
Oh, and then everything started to click in place when I'm like, because I said this last week, I've known like a lot of YouTubers I watch and like, you know, that mesh with their like views on games, all like steered clear of this game, and I was like, why? And I was thinking it was like because mechanics, or it was just dumb, and then it's like, oh no, this explains everything. Oh goodness, why literally any other story choice would have been better. And the thing that bugs me the most about it is the fact that they're in an incestuous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And like find that out after doing a lot of like magical things, and you know, it's like it taints the whole like game. You just feel dirty.
Mm-hmm. And how do you forget something like that?
That's the thing that really like just upsets me. Like as a mystery, it seems like such a cheap like. Oh well, he forgot.
Yeah, it's like you just conveniently forget that you killed your father and that your wife is your half sister.
Well, I did. Did like go through, there are 7 quote unquote endings. I mean, there are 7 achievements you can get, but only like 3 of them will like drop the credits. So anyways, like what you're supposed to do is once you like have your epiphany and remember that you killed your dad because your dad, I should say, the reason you killed your dad is because he like you went to him to like, I guess, ask marry his daughter or date his daughter or something. And then like that's when the dad put 2 and 2 together and was like, no, your siblings, no.
Mm-hmm.
And like they have an argument and they like fight, and that's when like the husband accidentally shoots father. And let's go ahead and just go into like quote unquote endings.
Mm-hmm.
The first one you get is like once you find the epiphany and you figure everything out, really the only thing you can do to break the loop is you go and get the stopwatch again. You look at it. While you're looking at it, it will like do this weird like twilight zone like memory shift pseudo world. Mm-hmm. It's like a memory of the night he killed the father. It's different because now it's of the day. Anyways, you get the option of like some dialogue options of like, I want to be with her, or I should leave her life, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, I feel like most everybody, the moment they find out the realization, everyone picked they should just stay out of her life. and then after you do that, the dad's like, made a good choice. proud of you. They hug it out. And there's closure because now he has a father figure.
That he didn't kill?
Almost. Yeah, that he did kill. And then so then it goes into like the alternate world where it's like game kind of like sort of resets. This time you get off the elevator and like you go into the apartment and it's empty. Like that's kind of, I mean, no, after you hug it out with the dad and everything and you say, oh, I'll stay out of her life. It's like, oh, credits. You are now alone. It's the alone ending. You've been unlocked.
Yay.
I feel like that's the one most people get. As then there's another one where it's continue ending. That's where the other thing is, like, all the rest of these, like, endings that go to credits, they're very non-intuitive, and I have no idea how you'd figure it out. So, to get to the continue ending is basically you have to have the credits roll. And then you continue playing the game. And you'll go into an empty apartment because, oh, it's a different timeline. There's nothing in the apartment. But the stopwatch is still there. But the stopwatch is broken. But you can click the stopwatch, move the hand around. And if you move it to 2 minutes, 2 minutes till 12, it will do its Twilight Zone and take you back to the office with the father. Now, this is where it gets, for the rest of these endings to work, you'll have to have read wife's book and get, like, memorize the quotes. You can only ever do that if you knock your wife unconscious or kill her or something and take it off her body.
Mm-hmm. She won't just tell it to you.
Yeah.
Well, I think she will tell it to you, but you won't remember it.
Yeah, game wise,
it doesn't be able to tell it to her.
The husband brother is he's a visual learner.
Yes,
see it.
Hub's brother.
Anyways, in the continue ending, basically, while the father's interrogating you. You can, like, there is a prompt where you can click on the book on the bookshelf and, like, you'll quote it. It'll be like, oh, you know that book. And then, like, monologue and just kind of goes on a little bit. You don't do anything, and that's the continue ending. Mindfulness ending, which is the third and, like, kind of last one, which I think, unfortunately, might be the canonical one, quote unquote. The mindfulness one plays out the same way. You have to memorize the passage in the wife's book, and then you talk to the father, and then, because the quote itself, what is that quote? It's something like, forgetfulness is the freeing of the mind, or something like that, to live in the present. And basically, all of a sudden, the father in this weird, like, purgatory office is like, I can make you forget. Then you'd only have the future and the present. And you wouldn't remember any of this, any of the heartache, any of the pain. Like that's what the problem was. The heartache and the pain. and so anyways, and then the father, like, hypnotize you. He's like, count back from three. And then, like, then the clock resets, and then like, that's it. That's the only answer you really give to why got that he married his sister and killed his dad.
Kind of.
Yeah, it seemed like it was more of an accident than anything because they got into a fight and a gun was involved.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But just, still.
Just could have had the whole thing like where he killed the father and he forgot and everything. Didn't have to play the incest card.
Yeah.
I feel like the I feel like it was, it kind of feels like the incest card was played because they couldn't figure out another good twist.
Like, yeah, they wanted
I don't know what the twist you would do is, but and it's been a little while since I played this or whatever. Are they like directly related or are they half?
They're half.
Okay. But it's still terrible either way, but
yeah, cuz what you find out is her wife's nanny had an affair with her father, and like that's why like they kept saying the monster, because that's what wife's mom called him. She found out that he had a legitimate son, you know,
which is a horrible thing.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, I guess they could have gone the route with stories untold and made it be all a fevered drunken alcoholic dream.
That would have been more satisfactory than what we did.
But my true interpretation of 12 minutes or not 12 minutes stories untold is that it was all just alien.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause that was better.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I really don't like how, like, really does come out of nowhere. Like, the whole thing is you're trying to find, like, mystery is unfolding, like, oh, what's your wife's secret past? And, like, as much as I hate the Hill incest twist, it's just that, there's no talking about husband's life at all. Oh, which, I mean, of course, like, that's, like, why there's a big twist. It just, I don't know. It just, I agree with what Kevin said. It's like, it feels like a twist for twist's sake, not like a good mystery, because I feel like a good mystery is all the pieces are already there. You just have to figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
The other... Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, and then the other just terrible thing about this game is, well, it should have content warnings, but the fact that if you gave content warnings, it would pretty much spoil the entire plot of the game.
Hey.
Which is kind of problematic. And in order to actually get to endings of the game, you have to essentially let your sister, wife die multiple times or slip or drug her with sleeping pills multiple times and just kind of like ignore the fact that you are literally drugging somebody just to progress.
And also, I mean, yes, I think all those should have had some kind of content worries, but also
yes.
you could straight up commit suicide. Like, you could have the husband stab himself with a knife and blood like in everything, and it's terrible. I was like, I definitely needed a content warning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I mean, again, like, I'm sure people would be like, well, why'd you even try it? It's a point-and-click adventure game. You click on everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a video game that got rave review scores from pretty much everybody except for, like, a few magazines.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things. if you take out, you know, the incest twist, like, this is still, like, a pretty good game. The mechanics is interesting. It's, you know, for like a point-and-click adventure thing, it's like a cool twist, time loop kind of thing. It's just the twist just makes you feel nasty and dirty, and you don't want to think about this game ever again.
also the whole being forced, having to forcefully drug a character.
Yeah. Multiple times. And that's another thing. It's like by the end of it, it's like you really don't care about. It feels like the husband doesn't care, like, for it to be, like, all about, like, you know, romance, because it's like, it's my wife, even, I don't care if she's my sister, but like, story-wise, he doesn't seem to care, because, like, you kill her, you drug her, you barely talk to her, you know, and, like, what she does talk about when you're not asking her questions about, like, how she shot her father or whatever, it's like, her just dialogue is like, I paid the bills today. Should clean out that closet.
Yeah.
I'm reading really, a book.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
it doesn't give you time to care about the characters. It kind of, now just thinking about it, how some of the gameplay works. It kind of reminds me of like when you go for like the, like, I guess either like the Telltale Walking Dead games or the, like any of the Quantic Dream games, where if you want to go for like 100% achievements of like all the routes, where you're just kind of like have to mindlessly kill off characters and like not care. It kind of feels like that, but you're being forced to do that in order to progress the game instead of just doing that for getting your platinum trophy.
Yeah. Also, I feel like if you're doing that just to get the dumb book, to get the quote, there should be a way where the wife will just let you read the book.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why force you into that?
Yeah. Like some of the other like soft endings, I guess, you know, where an achievement pops. It's not really ending because the loop will continue.
Mm-hmm.
There's one called Listen, where like basically do that before like the twist. If you just stand there and don't do anything, wife will tell you to sit on the couch, and then they'll have a conversation, and like then like I didn't look it up, but like you have a nice conversation and everything, and then like that's the loop, and it's called Listen.
I tried to do that, but I don't know if I needed to do the alone ending first. But it ended up being like you just sat there, and then she started talking, and then she's like, oh, hypothetical, what would you do if I had an affair?
Yeah.
And then it's
like, wait, what?
And then, like, you say something, she says something. She's like, all right, well, I'm going to go lay down. And then, like, that was the end of it. And then the cop comes. And I was like, okay, like, did I do something wrong? Or, like, I don't know, like, if I screwed something up or not, but. And then I didn't go back to try and do anything else.
Yeah. And then there's the coward ending, which I saw that every time you, like, if you knock out the cop or anything, or like when you can question the cop,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have the option. Well, the first option actually is you could say, I'm innocent. I complained about this last week. I don't like that because he was instantly like, my wife did it. I didn't do anything. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
very disturbing.
It's your wife. It's your sister wife.
Yeah.
I hate that. but like, even before you find all that out, I was like, that's weird. Like, why are you, And so, of course, like, there's this whole thing where it's like, if you do let him go and convince him you're innocent and it's all your wife, like, you tell him where the watch is, and it'll, like, or something. And he'd, like, he'll be like, okay, sit on the couch. And then I looked it up, I didn't watch it. And I think he kills your wife. Just like, he's like, then leaves you alone.
Yes.
And he's like, it's like, fun.
Yeah.
Wholesome content.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the groundhog ending. Because it's like supposed to be like Groundhog's Day, you lived your best life kind of thing. And I talked about that last week because I thought it was a very touching thing. Now I just feel disgusted. Because the whole groundhog ending is main thing you have to do is you call Bumblebee and you tell her what the cop's doing, and then the cop will not again. So your night's interrupted, and then you do the whole dessert thing with the wife. He tells you about the baby, and you like say you're excited, and then you dance. There's music. It's your song. You're dancing, and you're kissing and hugging, and you go back to the bedroom, and then like as you're lying on the bed, that's when the loop repeats.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all like, "No, I lived my best life," or something. And you know, if you get that before the twist, you're like, because it's the first time you genuinely see emotion from these characters that seem kind of believable. Then after you get that ending after the twist, you want to peel off your skin. You're just like, oh, thank you. No.
I think the real question is, you had the ability. Because I feel like a lot of those endings, when you go back and say, no, I'm going to forget, and I didn't actually kill you, like, those felt like they were happening before this night in the apartment. And yeah. So, like, you had time loop powers and the ability to, like, rework your own memories, and you decided to use all of those.
Continue lying.
Marry your sister and have a kid with her? What?
Like, no matter which way you look at it, it's this, it's like, no. And then the last sort of like achievement ending is called Confessed. And basically, this is the one where you fess up to your wife. She is rightfully angry and disgusted and kind of wants to kill you, that you convince her that you're going to confess to the cop everything. The cop like breaks in, he'll stop and listen to you. You tell the cop what's going on. Cop is like, you married your sister? Like, he's like rightfully about to kill you just because of that. But he will kill you. So you gotta make sure you get the stopwatch first. And then you give him the stopwatch, and then he'll leave. And once he leaves, your sister wife's like, get out. Get out. Get out right now. And then you, as soon as you step out the door, you know, it will loop. In fact, because I was already like, well, this game's already cursed. I didn't have the husband leave immediately. And like, she gets like angrier and angrier. And I was like, what's she going to do? She going to kill him? What's she going to do? And no, she's just like, whatever, you disgust me. And then she locks herself in the bathroom. And I'm like, that doesn't. I don't like that. Should be calling somebody, but then, oh wait, no, she can't. You still have her phone.
Yay.
Yeah, so that's all the endings. Did you guys see the painting variations?
No.
I did. because I was convinced that they were part of the mystery. They weren't. They just change as you, like, progress, as you learn things, they change. So, like, the egg painting starts to hatch, and there's, like, a little reptile eye. And then once it hatches, it's a snake, like, eating its own tail, like, circular. It's like that.
Ouroboros.
Infinity. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Gotcha.
That's the word. That's even in the achievement. Ouroboros. Yes, exactly. And so it's like, okay. And then the painting above the couch, I didn't get them all, but changes seasons, and it ends on winter. All the trees dead. And then the poster in the bedroom of the couple, like, as you learn things, it shows the wife in the painting leaving. The last one is of the man, like, leaning against the railing crying. That's like, oh, subtle. And then there was the whole flower thing, and I thought the flower was very important. It's not. I think it's just another achievement. You keep watering it and more flowers will bloom. I think they're dahlia flowers because it's your mom's name, and to make it even more creepy.
Was reading some things about it, and I wanted to just pose the question here to see if anybody noticed, because I saw some speculation and, like, things to ponder that William Dafoe also voiced the father?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. So there were people were, like, all putting all kinds of twists. Yeah, what does that mean? Are they just getting that on the cheap and paying Dafoe for two roles?
I think it was like, hey, we got Dafoe, let's have him do it. At the same time, it's just very confusing because it sounds... He doesn't try to do anything with his voice.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't change the accent. He doesn't try to, like, soften his voice. Or it's like they just told him.
It's just him. Just read it.
Read it.
It leads to the confusion of wondering if the 12-minute loop that you're going through is, like, the actual, like, sort of, in a way, canon future where... like, you actually had killed your dad or something like that. You're just kind of, like, unsuppressing the memory. Or, and then there's, like, the other ending where, like, you end up choosing to not marry your wife or something. So it leads to confusion of whether the loop is actually a real thing. And, like, the only real thing is the like, library study scene or not, because you have one guy playing two different characters, or if it's supposed to be that the cop is, like, a representation of father, like, weird messed up depression memory thing,
or the psychosis of it all.
Because apparently the book that the wife is reading is, like, the hypnosis book that your dad, your father, like, used on you for, like, hypnotizing you to make you forget everything or something. So it's like, there's no, like, explanation of, like, which ending is the canon.
Which
is probably on purpose.
All the endings are gross.
The endings are terrible. Except for, like, maybe the one where, like, you, like, actually just choose to not actually pursue the relationship with sister. And everything's undone. But I don't know if that's a real ending. I don't know if that's real.
Mm-hmm. It also...
And, like... It's just frustrating. It's ambiguous. And the ambiguity is frustrating because it deals with such gross subject.
Yeah. Like, it's... By trying to keep it, like, all mysterious and ambiguous, it doesn't, like, mean anything. It's like what are you trying to tell the audience?
What is this game actually doing? Yeah.
Yes. Like, that, I remember I took two screenwriting classes in college with the same professor. One of the things he always like into our head like, from day one was like, what are you trying to say? Is like, doesn't matter what you're creating, create to say something, whether it's whether you want it to be, you're saying something big or something obvious or something silly, you're saying something. So I'm like, what is this game trying to say?
And yeah, apparently this, like, I'm not sure if it was supposed to be a town or like a street block, but apparently the original idea back in 2015 was supposed to be like a 24-hour loop over like a town or like a block, a city block. Then the dev scaled it back, but like, I don't know why you would scale it back and then come to this story, but I don't know what, like, was the whole entire point of the game just to make like a Groundhog Day plot? Because like, I can't think of other games Groundhog Day plot, but there probably are various Groundhog Day plot games.
Well, and it's like, looking at like the summary I read, like the last bit, it says it's an interactive narrative that blends the dreamlike suspense of The Shining, the claustrophobia of Rear Window, the fragmented structure of Memento. It's like,
it has
Memento,
the carpet from The Shining.
Carpet, and I feel like the reason they put The Shining is because, like, oh, the weird stuff that you don't understand, because it's The Shining. It says, like, claustrophobia Rear Window. Like, I love Hitchcock movies. I love Rear Window. It's one of my favorites. And if they had actually done like a Rear Window-esque time loop game where like
you're observing,
see your wife
everything,
get murdered, and you have to like figure out like, is it the neighbors? Because there's sound effects. You hear Follies that like repeat every 12 minutes. You hear the same like neighbors do stuff. You hear people walking around and everything. And there's one loop I just looked at the peephole the entire time expecting to see a neighbor. Don't, like, that would have been like if like, oh, is there a neighbor? Like, I understood you wanted to like have a 3-person cast, which it really wasn't, because then the father's there, sort of. So it's like, it's,
well, isn't it technically 4, because you end up hearing the daughter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. 5 and kind of daughter, yes. Even with the phone thing, you can call like the health insurance of the cop. It will just like I spent an entire loop just waiting on hold, expecting it to do something. It doesn't.
You should have got an achievement for that.
You should have. I was expecting, like, what if I keep listening to it to the point where, like, he comes in? And no, nothing happens.
It would have been funny if they removed you off of hold, like, 10 seconds before the loop repeats. So it's like, oh, hello. And then it's like, no!
That would have been funny and clever. And that'd be a fun Easter egg. I also... I was convinced this was the thing. I figured you'd be able to find the husband's phone at some point. You can call husband's phone from the wife's phone. It just goes to voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why put in phone where you can literally dial any number? You know, it's like, it's part of the point and click thing.
Can you call the cops?
Yes, I called 911, and she's like, we'll be there
minutes.
In 20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah. So
and
it's
I was like,
oh,
no. And she's like,
all right.
Yep.
Tough luck.
We'll be there as soon as we can.
I want to say, like, there was potential. It's like, if he started with the incest thing, I don't know how much potential he really had. So it's like,
and looking at the, I don't know if the the writer of the game has had experience writing other stuff, but his work, at least video game wise, seems to only include having done art for other games.
I mean, I don't want to, what's his name? Luis Antonio. I mean, props to you. You made a game that stars James McAvoy, Daisy Ridley, and Willem Dafoe.
Right.
That is an achievement. And, like, overall, it was a very interesting, like, I will say it was a well-made game for the most part. It's just the choice of incest is questionable.
I still also don't know why they needed two motion capture companies.
I was checking his credits, and I'm like, oh, What Remains of Edith Finch? It's like, oh, he was just a play tester.
And I mean, like, I can understand the motion capture in a way, because, like, you know, there are times, like, the way they move, you know, when they do certain things, usually the scripted moments. That's when I'm like, oh, that looks good. I can see the motion capture. But just walking and awkwardly standing next to each other, it's like, okay. This is just me just slowly losing my mind at another must play that.
You're not going to all future, be winners. Don't beat yourself up.
I know. For future must plays, though, if one of us happens to know that the game another chatters is wanting to play has incest in it, let's go ahead, like, let's nip it in the bud then.
I'd known the ending way long ago. Like, I'd seen a little bit of gameplay of it, and I was curious of how the game actually turns out. And then I read, like, reviews, like, this past summer some of the stuff. And because I wanted to suggest this for Game Chat, and I didn't suggest it because I knew what the whole twist was and everything, but I kind of also didn't want to rain on everybody's parade by just being like, yeah, that this game is terrible because incest and
everything. And I understand that, but I think incest is a special case from here on out.
Okay. So basically, if you know that the game has terrible content,
very questionable content.
Yes.
And it would be one thing, I think, if it was like incest and both parties like knew, but like it was like incest and the implied was like that you weren't gonna tell tell your wife's sister because when you do tell her, she freaks out and wants nothing to do with you anymore.
and then
it gets into like whole like oral conversation about, you know, she is pregnant with a child. You're just like, I don't want to have this conversation. I do not play games to have these conversations.
Having difficult conversations in game chat, this was not one of them I signed up for.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Final thoughts before we get into scoring.
A excellent cast of actors not make a game or sell a game, I guess, or should not sell a game.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, do something interesting. This is like in the game.
Yeah.
Instead of just
like very boring accent last week, where they just kind of had generic American accents, and then there's Willem Dafoe being Willem Dafoe.
It's like, I don't understand why you get Willem Dafoe, because like he has that voice, and that voice fit that character, both characters, I should say.
And I think, I'm not sure if he's done voice acting for other games besides, of course, besides Beyond Two. One thing that I feel has been like, and it basically started with the whole entire, started with Robin Williams of casting very famous actors to do voices and stuff. Not all actors are great at making the transition to voice acting.
Yeah.
Like, they do pretty good jobs, but voice actors who actually, like, work in doing it can sometimes end up doing usually end up doing a better job than, like, hiring somebody because they're famous.
Well, yeah. So, and I mean, I think all three, you know, they did good. I think they did well. It just seems kind of, I feel like they did well, but like they were kind of wasted in like the way the story and the way everything. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, I just realized something. Craig joined at 9:03 and then left.
Then he left
at 9:14. Yeah. So yeah, he recorded for less than 12 minutes.
Oh, wow. Poetic.
He sure did.
All right. Okay, let's go into scoring. Frank and Kevin, are you scoring?
Nah, I won't be.
Okay. You know what? This is my must play. I'll go last. Alan, what are you scoring it?
So I didn't finish this game. I played like an hour myself and then watched the endings because I was like, this is not really what I want to be doing right now.
Understand.
Yeah. So overall, I'm going to have to give it like a, I don't know. Like, I guess I'm going to have to give it like a 5.5 maybe, because it was like sequence of events puzzles are interesting. I just wish that it had a better story that you were discovering along the way.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Because even if you didn't find incest repugnant, this is a very throwaway story. I feel like this is a story that a middle schooler would write, unfortunately.
It's unrewarding, yeah.
Yep. So.
Baby's first screenplay.
Sucks.
Kevin, did you say you were scoring?
Yeah. Like, hearing about this game when it originally came out, I wanted to like it. I was somewhat excited for this game. Like, I had my one friend who was super excited for it, and it kind of made me a little bit excited because it was like the trailers make it look like, it almost kind of reminds me in ways of like the trailer for Life is Strange 2 when the cop blows in or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or like the cop car flying across the screen and you're like, oh, wow, what the heck caused that? 12 minutes mm-hmm. trailers are like all like the bad stuff happening and the cop breaking in and blah. You're like, oh, what the heck is this about? And it's exciting and look, and then you play it and it's okay. It starts off not seemingly, or starts out seemingly innocent. And then as you play, it's like mechanics wise. And, the idea of having to repeat doing stuff is like a interesting idea. Just the plot is terrible. And so I'd have to give it like a 2 and say, don't buy it at the same time, which seems really terrible, but it's not something that I would recommend supporting.
All right. So I will say I did find the game, I guess you could say, somewhat enjoyable at the beginning. Like I said last week, I feel like there should have been something there that just gave you better hints as to what to do next or what to look for next. Because once you get the obvious stuff out of the way, you're kind of just meandering at that point. And especially with having the very limited time frame, you start to rush and get a little anxious as to what you can actually finish before the cop shows up. So you start to overlook a few things and not really think things through, which, I mean, I guess you could also argue as well that that's what the game's trying to do, but also that's a bad way of doing it as well, because it's just not helping you with one, enjoying the game, and then also progressing forward. So, you know, then you end up you end up looking up a guide and then ruining the whole story for you, essentially. So, and then I think, I don't know, it's just it's disappointing once you find out the truth. I mean, it's intriguing as you go as you're going through and getting and slowly building the story up, and then finally figuring out what the truth is. It's just like, why? You could have done anything else but this. Like, it's just, I don't know. it's one of those things where it really does tarnish the whole experience of the game itself, and really, yeah, just like, did I waste my time on this?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I don't know. It's disappointing at times too, because I almost feel the same way of what I felt with Stories Untold, where, you know, you're going through the game and you're really enjoying what you're playing, and then you find out what the true story is, and it's just a huge letdown. And it's, I don't know, just takes all the wind out of your sails at this point. So I think,
yeah.
And then, you know, they just advertise like, oh, we got these big name actors to voice these roles, and it's like Daisy Ridley is completely unrecognizable, and you have Professor Xavier there that, like, don't even like know that it's him because he has such a generic tone in his voice, and the only person you can really place is Willem Dafoe, and it's just, and he plays two people that sound exactly the same, so it's just, I don't know.
So you messed that up too.
Or it's the same person twice, but yeah, one of them's fake.
And it's just like, I don't know. Like, the game is good, but a huge mess at the same time, and it's just aggravating.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was just a big disappointment. And I think I got to give it a 4.
Okay. So I guess it's my turn. I mean, what has already been said? I'm like Chris. I'm frustrated. This was my must play. I only get one must play a year. You know, last year's was Alan Wake, which disappointed for different reasons, but we had fun complaining about it.
Yeah, and it was much funner game to play, even if it was.
I left Alan Wake saying, I don't think I'd ever want to replay this. I would replay Alan Wake in a heartbeat. Yeah. Now.
Over this.
Which
Alan Wake minutes.
Like, even Alan Wake's weird writing, like twists were more comforting than this. Okay. Yeah, it's... like Chris said, I'm frustrated as there's promise here. Like, if you... Like, the mechanics and the idea behind it, super interesting. But it's like... But yeah, the whole twist, it just kind of just, you know, it taints the whole package. Like it's the whole package is like feels contaminated now, you know, like even the good moments, you're like, you think about the good moments and you're just like, but you're siblings, so it's not a good moment. It's not. if you were like dead set on having the twist be incest or something, like could have, the story would still be like uncomfortable if that's what you were going for. Like you could have like, I don't know, like, you already made it trippy and, like, weird psychedelic with, like, you don't know what's real or what's not with the father. It's like, you could do a whole thing, like, loop is him in purgatory because he lied to his sister wife, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's in purgatory and this is his, like, suffering or this is his hell or something.
Literally take one more line from Willem Dafoe to make that work.
You know, because it's like there are parts of it that it feels like that's what they started to go with and then they didn't, you know, mm-hmm. And they're like, no, let's make it a weird hypnosis loop thing. Maybe we don't know. And
it's a thing that exists.
You know,
it's just so much promise. You can't get around it. And even with the twist, it doesn't feel earned because it's just like, oh, he forgot. Now he remembers. It's like you took out the mystery of the mystery game.
Mm-hmm.
Just jumped. And it's like, I kind of understood why it jumped, because the 12 minute loop thing is very interesting, but unfortunately, like a game, repeating the same thing, doing the same things over and over, got very old very fast. Mm-hmm. Having to make sure you remember to call Bumblebee, tell, you know, it's like, there's things like you had to, like, or anytime you wanted to knock the wife out, just the fact that you had to do that multiple times, and that's a sentence I said. It's like, you had to, like, because it happened so quick, you had to make sure you did everything right on time, no misclicks, which you're playing a controller, it makes it that much worse. Yeah. I want to kind of keep ranting, but I'm just tired. I'm tired. I'm too old for this. Okay. yeah, I'll give it. I mean, I don't know. I'll be nice and give it 5. I was thinking lower, but I'll give it a 5. It's technically, I didn't have to pay for it because it's part of Game Pass. So,
well, there you go.
Game Pass. All right. It's cool. Cool. Well.
This game had the story by Louis Antonio, written by Louis Antonio and Stephen Lerner, and then two additional writers.
There had to have been some conversations where they're like, sure we want to go with incest?
The other ones seem to have worked on like they were story consultants on Reigns of Edith Finch and various other things.
I mean, yeah, it's just never thought about it till now, but it's just like, I think just, you know, if your story's involves incest, just maybe don't. Which I didn't think I'd have to clarify that. Here we are. All right. So next week on Game Chat, hopefully going to play a game that will be much more uplifting and joyful and happy. We are playing Chicory. Probably should have had something about
Chicory. Yeah, we don't have Greg and Craig recording, so we don't really need to go through.
I think we're still technically recording, even though Craig's not in here, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we are still recording. Craig's ghost. Craig's sister wife is recording.
Oh god.
So anyways, next week we're playing Chicory. Hey, Chicory.
Yay!
For the first two chapters, I should have had you play as a little adorable little pup painting everything, all sorts of stuff. It should be very uplifting and happy. Right now, stop point. Just play the first two chapters. Play more if you want. I don't control your life.
Enjoy this one.
Enjoy. Yeah. Yep. If you want more Game Chat, we're all on all the stuff. You know, the iTunes, the Spotify's, Amazon podcasts, the Stitchers, the Google Plays, all the fun podcasting places you love to listen to podcasts. You know, we're all on the socials. Join our Facebook group. Or I guess we're a page now, right? We're not a group.
We're a page. Yeah.
Yeah, we're a page. So come find us. And, you know, come chat with us in our Discord, you know, about what games you'd want us to talk about, you know. What are your thoughts on 12 minutes? Or, you know, send us pictures of dogs. No one sent us pictures of dogs. Please send us pictures of dogs. Please. Need that. Not enough dogs at thegamechat.net. Need dogs. Right. Come back next week where we're chatting about Chicory. Should be a fun old time. So until then, thanks for listening. Don't marry your siblings, and we'll chat later.
Bye.
Bye.